brought up Iraq and something you said that could affect American troops in recent days. You said we should have kept the oil, but okay, maybe we'll have another chance. What did you mean by that?
Well, we should have kept the oil when we got out. And you know, it's very interesting. Had we taken the oil, you wouldn't have ISIS. Because they fuel themselves with the oil. That's where they got the money.
So you believe we can go in and take the oil?
We should have taken the oil. You wouldn't have ISIS if we took the oil.
You've heard the critics who say that would break all international law, taking the oil. But I want to get to the words
that
you
said. Can you believe that? Wait, can you believe that? Who are the critics that say that? Fools. I don't call them critics. I call them fools.
Let me talk about your
words. We should have kept, excuse me, we should have taken the oil. And if we took the oil, you wouldn't have ISIS. And we would have had wealth. We have spent right now $6 trillion in the Middle East, and our country is falling apart.
What got my attention, Mr. President, was when you said maybe we'll have another chance.
Well, don't let it get your attention too much, because we'll see what happens. I mean, we're going to see what happens. You know, I told you and I told everybody else that wants to talk, when it comes to the military, I don't want to discuss things. I want to let the action take place before the talk takes place. I watched in Mosul when a number of months ago, generals and politicians would get up and say, we're going into Mosul in 4 months. Then they'd say, we're going in 3 months, 2 months, 1 month. We're going in next week. Okay. And I kept saying to myself, gee, why do they have to keep talking about going in? All right. So now they go in and it is tough. Because they've given the enemy all this time to prepare. I don't want to do a lot of talking on the military. I want to talk after it's finished, not before it starts.